B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 98.5, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. Hello, Dan.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I sucked last week. I went, realistically, I went 2-5, but I gave out 1-5 in picks.
Yeah, I don't think I did well in the NFL. We didn't have a great week last week.
I did, first,
in a long time we actually have not done well. First weekend in a while.
My whole thing was like I was still in bowl. Dude, if I looked it up, I want to say I went like 27-14 in bowls.
Yeah,
but I was like betting too much. So like realistically though, I felt like I was way on the right side of the bowls.
You definitely were. You did much better than me in the bowls. I will say the first half, second half under system fucking killed. Killed. I think I calculated it ended up at like 87%.
Wow.
At the end of the bowls. So there were a few bowls that went like way over and right, but like other than that, it absolutely killed. So I think you made some decent money if you followed that the whole time.
Yeah, and then I think Miami of Ohio covered. I liked that one at the end of the year. I didn't touch it, but I liked that one. And then you liked Tulane. Yep. And that hit
as well. They blew out Southern Miss.
So, and that happened in between, like, the NFL weekend, and I just should have just kept to what I was good at. One thing I'll just share about the wild card weekend is 3 out of 4 road teams, again, covered just like last year. So keep that in mind heading into next year.
It's becoming a thing. At least it feels like it's becoming a thing, right?
And with the divisional weekend, one game in the AFC went over, one game in the NFC went under last year. So maybe I kind of see the same thing this year as well. We'll get into that. But football, that's all I've done. I haven't touched anything else. I know you've been semi-hot on college football and college basketball, and you're giving your hockey picks out every week.
Had a bad college basketball night last night after going 3-0 the night before. So a little speed bump. But, yeah, overall, I think right now we're right around 58% right now. So, whatever. It's going well.
And, like, it's easy for me to stick my balls out there and be like, yeah, you give me shit about losing. Look at my record. I'm at, like, 61% for the year. Like, whatever. Like, we have a bunch of new listeners. We have people who are trying to catch on now. And they might not have the luck that maybe some people had when we started, September earlier in the year. So
for sure.
Hang in there. There's so many lessons. We went over lessons last week or resolutions for 2020. Like right now, I'm not going all in on NFL. Like I'm not, because you know why? I want to save my bankroll for March Madness.
Yep.
Like and last year, you know what happened to me in March Madness?
I bet every single game. Very much remember what happened with you.
I will never ever do that again. I had this huge bankroll, and I'm like, I'm going to bet every game, and dude, I lost. It was bad. So take it easy. It's bet a little bit less. If you really like it, go hard. Like, how many people lost the Saints last week?
Everyone. Everyone was on the Saints, I feel like, with the exception of the Sharps. The Sharps were certainly not on New Orleans. They were on Minnesota.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I like the Eagles. Didn't know that Wentz was going to go down. Is that my phone over there?
This is my phone.
Oh, okay. I can't find my phone.
I'll find it for you.
It's gone. No, it's in another room, I bet.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, and then what was the other one that happened last? Texans, I was all over that. I was at a bar. Oh, the people on Twitter, if you bet -140, you know nothing about gambling. Well, I wanted to take the money line, and you know what? It would have worked. It would have worked.
It did work. I mean, it did.
They won. Other people may have pushed.
Yeah, and
I won.
I know. You won, and other people pushed, and I will say that guy did reach out and apologize, by the way.
But all I'm saying is, don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's a good dude. Yeah, no.
I'm not shitting on anybody.
I know.
Not one in particular person.
That's fair.
If I bet the money line, it means I like the team to damn win.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they have to cover the spread. Then I lost every other game. So there we go. Anyways, what do you want to do first? I want to touch on some other things, then get into NFL.
Yeah, so just heads up, guys. Going to be a shorter show this week. Both Joe and I are tired. We have a million things that we've been doing, And we have something we're working on. If you listen to Tucker and
Rich,
we
can do a little tease of an announcement, but yeah. It just hasn't.
It's not official, so nothing.
It's actually official. We just haven't had an announcement.
Correct.
And we can't do it here.
Correct. So.
We'll tease it later on.
Yeah, we'll tease it later on. Hopefully next week we can officially announce it, and you'll very much see it on our Twitter pages anyways. So.
Yep. All right, so let's do a little college basketball, a little hockey stuff here. A week away from McGregor. I'm looking forward to that one. I'm going to be betting that one next week. But really, it's NFL playoffs, college basketball's heating up, and the NHL. Really, that's all there is, right? I know some people are betting tennis, but I'm not going down that well. Just yet here.
I mean, I don't bet tennis. I just don't know anyone who's been profitable on it long term. I'm sure there are people. It's not for me.
Yep. All right. So coming back, we'll tease. We got a tease coming up. We'll get into the NFL stuff, and then we'll kick around some college hoops coming up next here on Over Under 95.
And we'll definitely do the college football championship. Don't worry.
Oh God!
College football championship on Monday. We'll definitely do that too.
You know what? Let's do that next.
All right. We'll do that now.
98.5, the Sports Hubs, over under 98.5.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr. At Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at over under 985.
It's over under 985. We'll do the national championship here. We kind of teased a little bit of it last week, but I've done some extensive research. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, Dan. The LSU Tigers right now are -6. I'm looking at the DraftKings app right now. It's -6. My local has it at 5.5.
Mine does too. I think I've not seen a 6 line anywhere in ages, and I've seen pretty much 5.5 everywhere. And I think it's actually it's 5.5 -115 LSU right now.
Okay, and then the total 69.5. That's what I've seen. I haven't seen it move actually.
No, I haven't seen it
from there. So, couple of things I'll throw out there. Clemson has not been an underdog since last year's national title game. They haven't been an underdog since then. And what'd they do to Alabama? Destroyed them.
Rolled them.
Another thing to look at, LSU went 9-5 against the spread this year, but anything that was a single digit favorite, they covered.
Interesting.
And one more. The total. Since the national championship college football playoff has been instilled in 2014, the average total of the national championship, 64.4.
I feel like these are two higher scoring teams this year, don't you?
They're 1-4 in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're two of some of the best defensive teams in the country.
I will say that it is interesting that the total opened lower than it did for, I think, both games last week, right? Not Clemson. I think Clemson total was probably like 66 or something last week, but the LSU total was 70, because remember, we both were on that. I mean, all right, let's just get right to it. There you go. What's that?
Homer.
Oh, there you go. Homer Simpson. All right, let's get right to it, Joe. What do you like on this one?
The over. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
I like the over, and I like LSU to raise the trophy. But I'm afraid to go against Clemson +6.
Interesting. I've thought about this a lot just because of the way I'm looking at the game. I want to think that Clemson is overrated, but every single time I look into something, I find myself thinking that LSU is the more overrated of the teams. Look, what they did to Oklahoma was brutal. But I also think that almost any team in the country that was a top 4 or 5 team might have done that to Oklahoma.
Well, let's pump the brakes for a minute.
Okay.
Look who LSU beat.
Agreed.
They beat Florida, Auburn. I know Auburn, they blew the cover late in the game there. But, like, they beat everybody. And listen, I'm not doing the look who LSU played because they beat Ohio State, okay? Who Clemson played, they beat Ohio State. I'll give you this. Dabo wins the coaching matchup. The quarterback matchup's a wash. Don't care what anybody says. You can lean one side either way, but it's a wash.
I think I might lean Burrow's though, the way he's playing.
But the reason why I lean Burrow is I think he has more options. Like, he's got Jefferson.
Yep.
I mean, he's got 3 to 4 wide receivers he can throw to. The difference to me, and this is my X factor, is Thaddeus Moss. He's a tight end who's a little bit, you know, can play receiver type.
He's the son of Randy Moss, by the way. He's a big boy.
He's the X factor. The Clemson does not have a guy that can move the middle of it. Higgs and Ross, they don't have, besides Etienne and Lawrence, they don't have another playmaker. That's why I think LSU wins this game.
I mean, Etienne is definitely a playmaker. But, I mean, okay, how about this? I really think that this game is going to come down to how these teams decide to approach and attack each other. To me, LSU hasn't been there before, right? They won a huge game, so, I mean, it's kind of a null point.
10 years ago, but yeah.
But they haven't been, I mean, they haven't been there before.
Coach O's never been there.
In years. Since what? Since
the last decade.
Was it Saban?
No, it was Les Miles.
No, Wes Miles, yeah. Okay, so Les Miles, right. So Les Miles won whatever. They won the co-national championship. It wasn't even a national championship game. It was a bowl game, right?
And they lost one to Auburn as well. Alabama as well.
Right. To me, I find it very – you have to give the experience edge to Clemson. These kids already know what to expect. You know, they're a younger group, but they were younger group last year. They're all coming in there, and, you know, this year getting another year experience. They know what to expect. The core is there. The schedule definitely makes me want to play LSU, but I just – that Oklahoma game, dude, it feels like everyone and their mother is going to be on LSU. And to me, I really like LSU. I really like what they've done this year. I think we were both very wrong on them at the beginning of the year, and obviously a lot of people were. I just think that for whatever reason, I feel like they're a tad bit overrated. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's saying that Joe Burrow has had one of the greatest years for college football ever and that their team is stacked and they can't lose. But defensively, I look at them and see there's holes in that defense that Oklahoma would have exploited if not for just being down 17 points like that.
LSU gives up points, but they have stars all over the place. Clemson technically doesn't give up as many points. But like Brett Venables, that's all I hear about is this guy. But like Joe Brady, that guy should be like a NFL, you know, coordinator somewhere.
Agreed.
I think it's going to be a good game. I'm not touching a side. I'm going LSU to win, and I think it goes over.
I'm not going to PP it, but I really like Clemson to cover and win.
Hey, at 6, if you can get it at 6.5, dude.
I got it at 7. It opened at 6.5, or opened at 6, shot up to 6.5, and I just bought the half a point immediately.
Wow.
Because I figured we're never going to see a 7 again.
So I've bet LSU a lot this year. They've actually been very good in the second half, just like Clemson's been very good in the second half.
They both have been great second half.
I will say this. I had fuck parlays, right? That's what we always say. I had a massive parlay on LSU to beat Auburn, like in the over, whatever. And Auburn scored a meaningless touchdown with 13 seconds to go.
I remember that.
It was meaningless.
I remember that.
Meaningless. And LSU only won by 3?
Did LSU cover the second half spread versus Oklahoma?
Oklahoma covered the second half.
Yeah, so I mean, so
I had it.
Now Clemson was down big to Ohio State and
16-0 and came back.
And came back and won. To me, that's the type of thing. You look at that team, you say, they have balls.
Well, I'm not fading that one.
They have balls.
Oh, I'm not fading. You kidding me?
I know. You were on Clemson. We were both on Clemson. To me, if you want to be on a side on this one, to me, it's Clemson.
The pressure is on LSU. The pressure is on LSU.
You got to take the points to me.
I'm being honest when I say this, though. I don't think if somebody else emerges for Clemson besides Ross, besides Higgins, who got hurt in the last game, and Etienne.
They're both supposed to be okay, by the way.
If somebody else steps up, I'll be concerned. But as of right now, like, you got to look at Turner on Moss. Give me Moss all day. Two former Patriot fathers, by the way.
True. I feel that Clemson is going to be a much tougher defensive matchup, for LSU than Oklahoma was.
Can you just bet who's going to win the national championship?
I mean, you can just take a money line.
No, besides that. So it's 200.
It's the same thing.
It's 200.
It's the same thing, yeah.
So minus 200. I don't know if I want to put up two G's to win at Geno.
So here's the one thing I'll tell you. The DeAndre Overton kid, right, who is the kid that came on late for Clemson, he's like the 6'4 wide receiver. He put you whatever. Mm-hmm. He's a senior.
Yeah.
This is his last game ever. Yeah. He came on late for Clemson this year.
The guy doesn't scare me.
No, but I'm telling you, that guy is like, if you're talking about someone to emerge, right, Joe? That's the kid that
who's their tight end?
I mean, I assume it's the. I really don't even
like.
Know
I was dying.
I don't even know if they've used.
I was dying for them to use a tight end. Like
I can't
dying.
I can't think of anyone who's like they used.
So that's what I'm saying. I think Thaddeus Young's the X factor in this game.
Like, is it? I don't know. Like that T.J. Chase kid? No, he's a wide receiver. I really don't remember who their tight end is. To be perfectly honest with you. But I will say, to me.
How about the total? How do you feel?
Oh, wow. Luke Price is their tight end, by the way. He's 4 catches for 41 yards this year. I lean over.
All right. But we both like over.
I lean over. I don't love
you
the
like
over.
Clemson. I like LSU to win. You like Clemson to cover.
Yeah. I think Clemson covers and wins. I do think that the over is the right side. However, I think that these are correlated. If you like Clemson, you probably want to play the under. Mm. And if you like LSU, you probably want to play the over. But I do feel like they're, you know, I think it's still going to go over. But I just think that those are probably more correlated plays than, you know, than you would think. So,
all right. There's our look at the national championship, which will be on Monday. Everybody will be watching.
8:00.
And I'll be betting.
I'll definitely be watching that
I'll
game.
Be posting
plays
all day.
It's a hell of a game, man.
Every year. All right, we got college basketball and hockey coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
So Over Under 985, we'll lay off the hockey this week, but college basketball, I've laid off, Dan. The only reason why I've laid off is I'm money management. I did well in the bowls. I didn't do well in NFL. I'm going to go back to the well this week in the NFL. And I might play a TNT, who knows, a TNT late night basketball game, NBA maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm all NFL at this point. I'm waiting for March Madness. So that's kind of, people are wondering why Joe isn't betting. You're sending out plays every single night. But what I've noticed is, sometimes the dogs that are 7 or plus on the road have been doing well. I saw last night, like Auburn, I don't know what happened with them.
Fucking meltdown.
But that's what I've noticed. These teams with big spreads at home seem to struggle.
So I've been backing more home dogs in certain positions. Same similar thing I did for most of last year. Yesterday I got away from that, tried to do something new, something that had been profitable, certain angles that have been profitable the past few weeks, and they absolutely fucking collapsed. I was out of Wake Forest. Wake Forest was kind of in that kind of niche. I will say, Joe, so I'm not going to go down the whole top 25, obviously, here for men's college basketball for the AP top 25, because I think that that's probably a little bit better than the coaches poll right now. Right now, there's... That's right. That's right, Homer. There is no elite team. Like, there's no, like, standout team. Like, it was Duke last year. Duke, whatever, they standout team.
While we're at it, there's no standout player.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, last year, it was... Like, with Weissman going down and a couple other injuries, like, I don't even know who the number one pick will be. Let's just say this.
It's probably going to be Anthony
the
Edwards.
College basketball this year is down because of one and dones, and I guess there's not as many great freshmen.
I think, but here's the thing. I like it more this year because...
Well, it's more competitive, for sure.
So I think there's a group of four teams you can really look at and say, I think...
Did Kansas win on the road last night?
Yes, they blew out Iowa State.
That's a shocker.
They beat them.
Iowa State is so good at home.
Yeah, so I backed Iowa State. I had a personal bet on Iowa State.
But that's what I'm saying. That's one that you look at.
And it was a sharp play.
Kansas always struggles on the
road. Opened
at
6.5. It was down the 4 like that. But yeah, I mean, dude.
But like that's one that you could be the greatest gambler in the world. You take Iowa State in that spot. Kansas always screws. They suck on the road.
Agreed. Just in general, winning on the road in college basketball is fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, we saw that with Virginia. They lost to BC.
I can't believe BC sucks.
Is not a good college basketball team this year. And, I mean, they beat Virginia. I was on BC. Like, we saw the other day, who was it that got smoked?
Well, tonight, Creighton and Memphis is interesting. Do you just like Creighton at home for the simple fact that... That they're there, or do you like Memphis? Oh, no, sorry. I mean, Wichita State, sorry.
So I have not been impressed with Memphis. Defensively, they're really good, but without Wiseman, offensively, they very much lack a dominant scorer. You saw that line open at 4. It's already up to 5.5. I think the sharp money and the majority of the bets are probably going to be on Wichita tonight. I think that's probably the right side.
What do we have coming up this weekend as far as... top 25 games. And while you're at it, what would you say your top four teams are in college basketball?
So top four right now, for me, Gonzaga. I mean, the thing is their schedule is lighter, obviously, because the good conference they play in. But
they're good, man.
They're so good. Gonzaga, I love. I think Duke is on the cusp of becoming that team, but they're not there yet. I know they're ranked number two, but I don't like them. Kansas, again, it's the same thing. Road team, they're 11-2. They have two losses. They're not bad losses, but they don't look right to me. Okay, I've watched them enough. They don't look right to me. I love Baylor. Baylor, huge win.
They weren't even ranked, dude.
Big win.
Just like Michigan at the beginning of the year.
Big win at Texas Tech the other night. Baylor, to me, looks like a legit team. They can win.
Still Pac-12. What are they in now? Big 12, sorry.
Big 12, yeah. Auburn. I love Auburn.
Yeah.
The thing about Auburn this year, Joe, they find ways to win. Now, they blew the lead last night, but they won the fucking game. Regardless, these kids don't give a fuck about covering spreads. They're just trying to win the game.
Bruce Pearl.
And Auburn is finding ways to win multiple ways. The other team I really like this year, and it's very much an under-the-radar, was an under-the-radar team, San Diego State.
Yeah.
15-0, blowing teams out. They won by 20. They won by 20 last night on the road.
Wow, they were 6.5, I think, right?
16.5-point favorites. They covered. They're blowing teams out. They're winning everything. Now, I want to see what happens when they really get tested. But to me, they look legit. A few other teams on the cusp I would look at. Ohio State, who has struggled.
I like them.
But they're 11-3. They lost another tough game at Maryland. I still like them. And another team I would look sneakily for, Joe, Colorado. Yeah, really, really good home team. I don't think they're going to make a ton of noise in March Madness, but as a home team, very, very hard to fade them. Very good home team. To me, other teams like, you know, Louisville, too young to me. They look like they don't know how to close out games.
Yeah, they have one really dominant player, though.
Yeah, same with Kentucky. Just too young, don't know how to close out games. I think Dayton has a chance. So
Dayton was good earlier.
And I know everyone loves Butler, but I'm still lacking on Butler. I'm still not big on Butler or Michigan State.
Looking at those Big Ten games.
All right, so tonight we got a big one, Joe. And, obviously, this podcast will probably be out after the game starts. But Arizona-Oregon. Arizona at Oregon. Arizona number 24 at Oregon, number 9. Oregon a 3-point favorite tonight.
I lean Oregon, but Arizona's got some big guys inside.
I think Arizona's going to upset them tonight in Oregon.
I watched Arizona play Gonzaga, and the reason why the Zags won was they were just bigger inside.
They blew out Arizona State the other night. They're a good team. So this weekend, or I guess we could go just kind of today or tomorrow. I mean, Maryland on the road versus Iowa. Look for an upset there. To me, that feels like a real. Iowa's a tough place to play. And they are a good Big Ten team. I know they're 1-3 so far this year, but to me, this feels like a potential upset. And then Butler travels to Providence tomorrow night, too. They don't love that. But Saturday, we got some good ones. Ohio State goes to Indiana, so that will be an interesting game to me. Ohio State needs to win that game. They're 1-3 in the Big Ten. It's almost a must-win game for them. Georgetown travels to Villanova. Georgetown's 11-5. Sneakily been playing much better than you would think. Biggest game Saturday to me, Baylor travels to Kansas. This is a fucking huge game.
Kansas at home off that. Because you would have thought Iowa State was a look ahead.
Kansas at home off that Iowa State game. I mean, but Baylor just beat Texas Tech on the road. Very, very interesting. I'm very excited to see what the spread on that one is. We got Wisconsin traveling to Penn State. Not a huge game.
Ooh,
but
Penn State can score, though.
Yes, they can, but they lost the other night. Which was they lost an upset. I can't remember who they lost to, but I backed the other team. Rutgers. They lost to Rutgers. Like it.
Okay, Homer.
I like it. There you go. Louisville travels to Notre Dame. Let's see. Here's another big top 25 matchup, Joe. Texas Tech on the road at West Virginia in Morgantown. Now, we talked about how hard they are.
West Virginia, not good.
How hard it is to play. West Virginia is number 17 in the country.
I watched – actually, you know who I watched them play was
they beat up on somebody.
Oklahoma State.
I would back to Oklahoma State. They fucking mauled Oklahoma State in Oklahoma State. They're starting to find ways to win. They're becoming a better team. I think Texas Tech is going to take care
Actually, they are pretty good.
Yep. And then finally, Boise State travels to San Diego State. I don't think Boise State's going to give them a ton of fight there. And Arizona State at Oregon. Sunday, let me see if there's anything. Usually, the Sunday slate has been lacking so far.
Yeah, Sunday's been like Siena versus Ryder.
Yeah, so there's some okay games. We got Michigan State traveling to Purdue.
Ooh,
Purdue might give them a tough game. Purdue might give them a tough game at West Lafayette, dude.
Michigan State should win the game.
Yes.
But Purdue is one of these, like, well-coached teams that play well.
Interesting spot there. UConn beat Tulane yesterday. Didn't cover, unfortunately. Fucking UConn. But Wichita State travels to UConn. I wonder.
And it depends on Wichita State tonight.
I wonder if UConn might pull an upset there. An interesting spot.
I don't know.
Michigan travels to Minnesota. I think Michigan probably beats them.
You would think. But Minnesota upset earlier this year, they upset somebody.
Michigan's not the same team without Beilein still. I think they're still struggling. Memphis travels.
The point guard you heard from Michigan, too? I saw that on Twitter.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the injury update for that one yet, obviously, because they haven't played. Memphis travels to South Florida Sunday. Not a great game. Utah travels to Colorado. So Utah's not ranked. They're on the border. Colorado should spank that ass.
They should,
and they need a big Pac-12 win.
I'm out on Utah basketball.
And then Arizona.
Kind of out on Utah now.
Okay, my favorite game Sunday, Arizona travels to Oregon State. Oregon State has been fucking good this year. They're on the cusp of top 25, 11-3, 1-1 in the Pac-12.
All depends on what happens in the next game for
I think Arizona has a chance to go down there. So we got some games this weekend. Really, college basketball slate is not lacking.
And that's what I would tell some people. Like, you don't have to bet NFL games if you don't like them.
Agreed.
Like, you want to, like, take some shot on some basketball teams. Like, money's money, man, no matter how you find it.
Agreed. Even looking ahead next week, like, Seton Hall travels to Butler. Virginia travels to Florida State. So there are some good games next week as well. So, like, the games are not slowing down anytime soon. Oregon has to go on the road at Washington State. Look out for that one, too. So, we'll see. We can get into more next week.
And I got to take it upon myself. I'm going to start looking at some Big Ten games because I...
That's your shit?
That's my shit. That's my shit.
That is that shit.
Gwen Stefani says. All right. We're going to get into the NFL divisional weekend. We got to be better. We got to be better this week.
Agreed.
Picks coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. I'm at Joey Murr on Twitter. He is at Dan underscore Lifshitz.
No, just at Dan Lifshitz.
Just one word, Dan Lifshitz.
Yep. Good luck spelling it.
We'll tease the announcement. We've been teasing an announcement. We will be doing updates throughout the week on the Toucher and Rich program at 8:30 in the morning. So we will be basically discussing games locally and then nationally. And then Dan's going to get real crazy and start looking at Chicago State and all those other kind of games. And then that will be for, I don't know, the rest of the year. So that's one announcement. And the other one, which isn't set in stone yet.
Is it technically set in stone or we're waiting for the announcement?
We're waiting for the announcement.
Okay.
Legal has been like, we're good here.
Okay. So legal is good.
But we are going to be getting a live show.
Correct.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston.
So you can listen to us. Yes, Homer. So you can listen to us at some point looking
live.
Yeah, live for an hour or two.
Yes. And I will probably say that it will be sponsored.
Correct.
And that we will have an app from that sponsor to give you their lines.
And you can call in.
And you can call in.
And we will take your questions live. On that day about that, we will give the number on the podcast as well and give the number on the time. We will still be doing the podcast. So, you know, what we'll be doing is we'll be doing the podcast, we'll be giving out podcast plays, and then we'll probably be giving out show plays. So you might see, you know, especially during like, you know, a time like college basketball season, if you want some college basketball plays on that day and we're on the air, probably won't put them on Twitter. We'll probably put them on the air.
Yes.
So you'll have to go listen to get them there, you know, whatever. So
it will still be podcasted if you miss it at whatever time it is.
Yep, it will be a podcast available.
If you're up in the morning and you get that itch and you gotta place a bet, you call us.
Agreed. So give us a call. We'll figure it out from there.
We'll have an official announcement probably next week.
Yeah. So we'll be able to give you more details and kind of give you some more stuff that we're doing.
So how about that?
There you go.
Do a show for 2 years. We get some good ratings from you people. We give out some winners. And then they say, hey, how about we get you a show? And then, boom, that's what happens.
So thanks to you, the listener.
That's right.
Not officially. It's an unofficial thank you. It's an unofficial thank you so far. Joe is all about Homer Simpson right now.
Tiny bubbles. All right, moving on. What's the first game we got?
All right, Joe, Saturday, 4:35. The Minnesota Vikings travel to Santa Clara, California, take on Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. Niners currently 7-point favorites, total now 144.5. Joe, what are you liking?
Well, we're taking the Vikings out of the dome.
Out of the dome and out of the 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins window, which when he won last week was a 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins window.
And Adam Thielen had some sort of injury to his ankle that he needed stitches.
Severe cut to his ankle. Sounds like he's going to play, but has not practiced. And same with Stephon Diggs. Has been absent from practice.
He was a little bitch last week.
He was. Like, Stephon Diggs, you're
dude,
in a
you guys
fucking,
were winning. What were you
you're
arguing
in a
about?
Fucking playoff game. You're winning. Shut the fuck up and play.
Yeah, like, I agree with that.
What are you doing?
And I'm so glad Thielen had the big catch late.
Me
in
too.
Overtime there.
Me too. I mean, again, Diggs had that big catch right on, like, what was it, like the third down? Cousins could have easily run for it, but instead, because he knew Diggs was being a little bitch, he had to throw it to him.
I have to share this. The Saints have cost me a lot of money in the playoffs throughout my lifetime.
I don't know why people love backing the Saints. Is it because of Drew Brees? Because of the dome?
I thought that I had a favorable matchup this week.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure if I think I like them as well, but just like
I thought Sean Payton sucked play calling. Brees wasn't good.
I'm starting to think that.
And I was wrong about Taysom Hill.
Dude,
holy shit, was I wrong about that guy.
Dude, what a fucking bomb.
He's running. The guy runs through like these scrums, too.
Would you take him as your starting quarterback?
He's a good football player. I don't know if you're a quarterback.
If you're a bad team, would you chance it on a guy like Taysom?
Like Jacksonville? No.
See, like the thing is like.
See, I don't know. Could him and Teddy Bridgewater put it together?
Isn't he almost 29 already?
I don't know.
He's old, dude.
I'm saying though is like if they're not moving on from Brees, what are you talking about?
No, of course not. I'm talking about because he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what if he wants to move on from them?
I mean, could he be a slot guy for the Pats?
I don't know about a slot guy, but I think that he's a tight end. He's a Belichick like pawn, dude. Like you could put him anywhere, and especially with Brady, if Brady leaves. You can slot him in a QB, you can slot him in a tight end, you can slot him wherever the fuck you want.
Anyways, 49ers are going to stop the run against Dalvin Cook. Jimmy Garoppolo's in his first playoff game ever. I think the 49ers win the game, Dan. Do they cover the 7? They play tight games all year long. Every game down the stretch was a tight game for them.
Yep.
What's going to change this week?
That Seattle game. Remember that? Yep. Inches away from playing a wild card weekend. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I know that Diggs and Thielen have been banged up. I know they're probably not either of them are 100%. I know that Diggs is being a little bitch. I know that Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins. I also know for a fact that they won a really big game last week, and I think they're playing really good ball right now. And I think that at 7 points, you got to look at taking Minnesota. I think there's legitimate value there. I think that, you know, the Niners probably win by a score. Is it a touchdown? Is it a field goal?
I think it goes under. Was it 47?
44 and a half. Yeah.
This is weird, but I like the Niners 23-20.
Yeah, I mean, that would not surprise me. The total by opening.
Now, listen, the 49ers could blow them. I mean, it could have. The 49ers just haven't done that. I think the 49ers win the game.
They did that earlier in the season. I think that once that they took a step back almost. You know what I mean? They started facing divisional opponents and better opponents. Like, I think they've taken a step back. By the way, Joe, total opened at 45.5 and has been sharp down to 44.5. So
I see 23-20. 49ers.
I think that's very possible. I think the Niners are gonna win as well. But I would
7's a lot.
Very much lean the Vikings. In that it feels almost similar to, as the spot last week, right?
Yeah. The only thing I'll say to your points, though, not playing at 1 o'clock, and now you have tape on this guy, and there's injuries. There's a lot of things that don't set up well right
sure,
now for the Vikings.
But Dalvin Cook has been fresh, and he looked fucking
crazy
good.
Yeah,
last
but you
week.
Got a good run D though.
Yeah, but you know what? The Saints were a good run D as well, and they breezed through. You know.
Yeah.
They breezed through them. So, I mean, to me, I think the Vikings will have success running the ball. I think if you know, they're probably going to put Madison there. I think you're going to have to be a little bit more creative. You're going to have to run some trick plays. It's the playoffs.
All right, let me ask you this. If an NFC game was to go over, is it this one or is it the Seahawks and the...
It's this one.
Okay.
It's this one. I think it's this one. I think if you're looking for one of them to go over, I think it's this one. So... That's the way I would lean.
Okay, and then that's the Saturday 4 o'clock game?
That's the 4 o'clock game. 8:15, Tennessee Titans travel to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens.
So I lean Titans right off the bat. They're hot, and I mentioned this one on Toucher and Rich this morning, but the Ravens were the number one rushing offense this year going up against the number one rushing player.
Leading rusher.
It's only happened 4 times in NFL history. The last 3 times, the leading rusher has won.
I wonder if the leading rusher has been on the better team or have been on the...
I wish I had.
Because, before, you know, I'd say probably like, 5-10 years ago, running was much more important part of the game. So...
Like, do you take that into anything?
to me, I think the Titans, I want Baltimore to fucking murder them.
Well, last year, if you remember, Lamar Jackson struggled.
Yep.
And everyone was saying, bring Joe Flacco in, bring Joe Flacco in.
I think Jackson's going to struggle a little bit versus Tennessee. I think Tennessee really stepped up and balled out last week. I think they were very impressive.
The only thing that scares me is that the Patriots could run against them and only ran six times in the second half.
I don't know what the
Baltimore is not going to do that.
Quickly, I just want to quickly touch on the Patriots last week's performance.
Josh McDaniels blows.
What a fucking joke that second half was. 27 points in the first half. Nothing in the second half.
I was there. I was yelling.
Embarrassing, dude. Embarrassing offense. Embarrassing defense. Embarrassing performance by the Patriots just in general. Fucking embarrassing. Not the defense, I should say. The offense. Fucking embarrassing. Josh McDaniels. There's a reason that this dude has already been passed.
No shit. And he gets the Browns interview on Friday.
I don't want him back. I was going to say, do you want that guy as your head coach?
The only reason why I want him back is if Brady comes back.
If I have to take Brady McDaniels, I will. But
besides that, I want him out.
I'm having some serious doubts Brady's coming back. There's a lot of whispers out there that Brady's not coming back. So
it's for those who like don't listen, it's mostly tied to the salary cap. The Patriots have dead money because they gave him a deal to save some money. So essentially, whatever deal they give him, if they give him the same deal they did last year at $23 million, it's now $31 million against the cap.
Yeah, it's like $6, $7, $8
million. So if he gets more than whatever, you have to add the money to it. They can rearrange it and add years, but it's not a good look. It's not looking good.
Yeah, which sucks because Tom Brady is my favorite athlete I've ever seen play, and I would love nothing more than him. For him than the finish here, but it just
and the other thing too is if they do bring Brady back, are they going to have money to bring in other guys?
And the offense was so fucking pitiful.
Yeah, but you're going to have to lose Van Noy and McCourty and other guys.
I think you're going to lose the majority of those guys either. Anyway, you're going to probably bring back a guy like Matt Slater. I think that's a guy you probably have to bring back.
Joe Tooney,
maybe McCourty. I don't think they're bringing back Tooney.
That's what I'm saying. If they bring Brady back. How are they going to go out and continue to get players?
I mean, they need a draft. They need a draft better. So let's not make this about the Patriots too much.
But listen, to me, the Ravens have a lot of pressure on them, and Tennessee will go in anywhere and play them. They'll go play anyone. Right now, their coach is fired up. Tannehill, I know, only threw for 72 yards. I think he'll be better.
Here's the thing, but Tennessee is going to have to pass the ball.
Yeah.
They cannot play a ball control game against Baltimore because guess what?
They're going to do the same thing.
Baltimore can play a much better ball control game. So it's, they're not the Patriots.
I lean Tennessee in this game.
To cover. Agreed.
I like him at 10, though.
Me too. I think at 10, you could theoretically make a play there. For me, Baltimore's going to win. Baltimore is too good, and I think that you're going to see a good amount of points in this game. So, I'll lead it off here, Joe. I'll lead it off. PP, Tennessee-Baltimore over 46.5.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell.
And we're using another computer to use the bell, so apologies if it's not too loud. But
so you're PPing that, huh?
I really like the over in this one, man.
Over has to hit in one of these damn games.
Here's the way I
four last week, everything under?
I think Baltimore is going to come out and they're going to score some points. I think there could be a couple defensive scores in this game, too. I think Lamar Jackson eventually at some point is going to take a little bit of regression, right? At some point, maybe not in the Super Bowl. You have 2 weeks to prepare, but against one of these teams, I don't know. I feel like there's some sort of regression there. Playoffs, for second start in the playoffs, big spot, probably some nerves. I just think there could be some defensive scores, and I think both teams are going to be able to move the ball. But
only thing that concerns me is this happened to Tennessee last year. They beat the Patriots, and the next week they got whooped.
Shit the bed.
So is that going to happen again in this game? Because it could.
I mean, there are people saying the Titans played the Super Bowl last week.
They may have.
Which is, I mean, no, that team has a lot of Patriots connections.
Did Derrick Henry practice this week? Because he, ran every play.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who believe that last week was the Super Bowl because Vrabel, Logan Ryan. I mean, half the defense, yeah, it feels Lewis. Like. But, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of Patriots connections there.
All right. So, Dan likes the over. I don't disagree with that because both teams are going to put up points. It's not going to be a defensive struggle.
No.
And what's the Sunday games? First game?
So, Sunday, 3 o'clock, the Houston Texans travel to Kansas City to face the Andy Reid off the bye Kansas City Chiefs. Spread right now is at 9.5.
I'm PPing the Chiefs.
Okay.
And here's why.
Hold on, let me get your little bell here. Oh, that wasn't this. Keep going.
I'm PPing the Chiefs. They're at home. They got lucky with the bye. Mahomes is happy. They're well rested. Is Suggs going to play for them in this run?
I don't know. I assume he is.
I think he will. Watt, I thought, was really impressive last week for Houston.
He was fucking good.
I don't think. Here's what I. Last a couple of weeks back, Texans won this game.
It was early in the season.
They weren't right. Mahomes had his issues.
It was early in the season. They were banged up.
The way that game last week that they should have lost to Buffalo and came back to win, they went for a 4th-and-1.
Okay,
I thought it was the right call.
Let me just put a stop right now. Deshaun Watson, not as good as Lamar Jackson and not as good as Patrick Mahomes, and it's becoming very apparent.
But listen, he won the game. He's not bad.
Dude, he won the game.
To your point, I think your point is about this one is that they're not as good as the other two.
Right.
Is that your point?
But he's not as good.
Because he is good.
Oh, really good.
He's just not as good as the other two.
He's the third.
So that's why I'm in this matchup, I like Mahomes over Watson.
I think that this is Andy Reid's big chance, right?
I think their secondary sucks. They haven't been tested in weeks, and they're going to get tested. But Mahomes is going to throw all over them this week.
I mean, dude, fucking the Texans did not. Josh Allen was ripping them apart.
But the Patriots couldn't do anything against them. Like, if you look at their last few weeks, they haven't been tested.
But the second half, the Patriots tore them apart as well.
Because they had that lead. You're right. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Mahomes is going to be licking his chops.
I feel like Kansas City is going to come out gunslinging. And by the way, this one opened early. This one opened at 7, okay?
No, it's bought up.
It's at 10 now.
Yeah.
You know what the sharp side is, okay? It's very, very apparent.
Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah. To me, it's the Chiefs. What about the total? 51, open at 48. I agree. I think it's going under.
Low. So one's going to go over, one's going to go under.
I think that
your Baltimore game's going to go over, this game's going to go under.
I think that Mahomes is probably going to. Here's the thing. Deshaun Watson, to me, has yet to put up a performance where I say, wow.
Besides the play where the Bills missed tackles.
Dude, no, that was just an amazing play by Watson.
Yeah, it was.
Amazing play. Credit to him. But I'm talking about a full game performance. When is Deshaun Watson?
Like, he couldn't get that 4th-and-1. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
That pissed me off.
Dude, like, if you want to be an elite player, you need to make elite plays. Patrick Mahomes shit the bed in the first half for the Patriots last week, right? Or last year.
Last time, yeah.
31 points in the second half.
Lit it up.
Deshaun Watson has not done anything near that. So I need to see Deshaun Watson step it up and lead something. On the road versus Andy Reid off the bye in Kansas City. Fuck, I mean, you got to take the Chiefs, right?
I like the Chiefs minus 9.5.
Yep. All right.
And last one.
Final NFL game of the weekend.
The Wrangle.
Seattle travels to the Green Bay Packers. Packers now, by the way, 5 points. Shot of a point today, 5-point favorites. Pretty much a dead number.
Seattle.
Yeah. So Seattle and the under are the big Cleveland.
Here's the deal. Any day of the week, I would wake up in the morning. I'd go on my computer. I would see Green Bay at home. I would see -4, -4.5, and I would bet it. Easy money, right?
Yep.
Easy money. That's happened all year long, and you've lost.
Yep.
And now you're going to do it again? No. No.
I agreed.
I even if I lose the game.
You want to know?
Even if Green Bay wins and covers, I'm not falling for it.
Dude, I think the Seahawks are fraudulent. And by the way, last week, how did you feel about Seattle?
I mean, the game was too close considering McCown had the fucking play.
Okay.
The game was too close.
I feel if Carson Wentz plays that game,
they lose.
Philly wins.
Yeah, me too. That's why I had Philly.
Okay. I think both these teams, I think these are the two most fraudulent teams in the entire NFL.
Yeah, but have been all who's year. Tougher? Be honest with me. Who's tougher, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Wilson.
And I like Rodgers. I think Rodgers is a pure passer who's got ability.
The Marshawn Lynch showed me he could. I mean, listen, it's one run, but like Lynch looks like he wants to play.
Well, he wants it.
Yeah,
he's fresh. Paid for every touchdown.
He's too. Fucking fresh. He played two games.
If they can stop Aaron Jones, it's going to come down to Rodgers, who's their best receiver, on the outside there.
I mean,
And then the tight end over the middle. That's all it's going to come down to. Because if another receiver can step up for Green Bay, that's their problem. Green Bay does not have enough guys who can make plays.
Is Davante Adams 100%?
Davante Adams will. If he gets 15 catches, and who they? I mean, put Trey Flowers on. I mean, you could put a bunch of guys on him.
They do have Valdez Scantling and Allison and that Lazard kid who's been playing.
But
better.
They're not playmakers.
No,
they're bodies.
Allison might be a little bit of one. Jimmy Graham is not a playmaker or tight end.
They're going to throw to him.
Aaron Jones is a fucking playmaker.
See, I think Griffin on him is taking all day. I'll take that.
Yeah. It's just what.
I'm going to bet Seattle in this spot.
Me too.
And it's the Cleet Blakeman wrangle, but let's not forget.
Are you PPAing the wrangle?
No. But here's the deal. The wrangle also could bring in Aaron Rodgers to play. We know Rodgers gets calls.
So,
but it's 4-3 against the spread. Straight up. 3-4 against the spread.
So this is a primetime game. Since Cleet Blakeman has ref primetime games in 2017, not a single favorite is covered.
Wow.
Not a single one. And almost everything
is Green Bay could win by 3. Green Bay could. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me that Seattle's on some late drive at the end of the game. We've seen that all year long.
To me, Green Bay has been set up twice by the NFL. To me.
Yeah, the Lions
game. You don't have to believe it. You can tell me we're fucking crazy. To me, Green Bay has won twice in late games thanks to Cleet Blakeman. Or not one Cleet Blakeman. Well, I can't remember the ref was in the other one. Thanks to the NFL. To me, this feels like another game the Packers win super late.
And you know what's going to happen, right? People are either going to lose or chase, and then there's the primetime game, and they're going to see that little number of Green Bay. And Seattle, shouldn't have won last week.
Yep.
This shit happens all the time. This is like betting 101 right now.
Yep.
Like, the number doesn't lie. The ball don't lie in basketball. The number don't lie. Again, Green Bay could win this game. They could cover. But for me, I'm not falling for it. If I'm betting this game, it's Seattle with the points.
I agree. And I'm not going to PP it either, but likely I'm assuming Sunday. There's a very good chance that I expect a Joe Murray Seattle +5 tweet. I very much
and
expect
the under.
That. Yeah, I very much expect that tweet to be happening on
Sunday. Or follow.
Yep. All right, that's NFL.
We got to be better this week.
Agreed. Joe. Who is what is your favorite game this week? And quickly, I want to get your favorite game because to me, I think we have three fantastic matchups and one we'll see.
Well, I think Baltimore Tennessee is my favorite. I just watched Tennessee and I think Baltimore is the best team in football. So I want to see if the best team in football can beat the team that I thought the Patriots could have beaten last week.
So that's my second favorite. I really want to see Kansas City Houston. I want to see Deshaun Watson play like an elite quarterback when a team needs him to play like an elite quarterback. I want, because I haven't seen it. Like, I've seen him play for spurts. He's got to play the full 60 if he wants to be Kansas City.
While we're at it, if we're looking ahead here, who do you want to see in the championship games?
I want to see Baltimore for monetary and personal reasons.
And Chiefs.
And I want to see Baltimore and I want to see San Francisco. Oh, you're talking about AFC.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see Baltimore, Kansas City. I want to see.
I want to see Seattle versus San Fran.
I want to see not. Oh, I.
And the reason why is that one yard play that we saw a couple of weeks ago.
I actually don't care who wins that game. The Seattle Green Bay game, because I think you're getting in a very elite team. Let me rephrase. You're getting an elite name team out of it. You're getting Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I don't but that's what I'm saying. I want the Niners to win that game because I want Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners to move on. I want to see these big time players on the big time stage. So
all right, Dan, we're at our time. Do you want to do questions or no?
Let's do a few questions and we'll get out of here, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over Under 985.
Taking it to the window. To the wall. Right. To the questions on my balls. Oh, these homies crawl. Oh, tweet, 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 motherfucker. Oh, tweet, 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 tweet.
So we're not going to be taking every question. We have a bunch this week, but we'll take some.
That didn't even phase you.
You're not, no.
Nothing to you.
I want to get these in. Okay. Right. I'm picking seven questions.
Skeet.
Question from Maddie. You guys should make a private account to give out players and tell people about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the headaches. I am out on that idea. Maddie, it's a good idea. I appreciate it.
Tony, it's too tony.
I'm not in on that. Okay. Question from Bap. All four wild card games went under. Is there a trend for this for the divisional round?
It's one in one conference, one in the other, one and one.
There you go. All right, question from Gregory about college basketball. I guess this is for me more than you. Why do you dislike conference play versus non-conference play? And I just think it's easier to cap teams in conference play because trying to cap a Missouri Valley State team versus an SEC team, much harder than capping two interconference play, teams to me. Just in terms of if you're actually capping the game and not using a model, which I like model-based, I think it's easier. To me, that it's easier to cap two similar level teams than two completely wildly different level teams.
Yeah, like Maryland versus Penn State in the Big Ten. Well, then Maryland goes and plays Auburn. It's like, okay, well, this is we got a difference here in conference big time, and Auburn should be the favorite.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Question from Fart Noise.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sure you guys get this a lot, but I'm guessing even more so with the sports book opening in New Hampshire. What are some good resources for newbies just trying to get into and learn more about the theory, yada, yada, yada. I love sports. I love action, but I have no idea what I'm doing. So we have a Intro 101 podcast. It's doesn't sound the greatest. It was before our sound quality was very good, but it will give you a lot of that stuff. Best tips for going into sports gambling to me, you are an idiot. The thing is, like, everyone thinks they know a sports, everyone thinks they can gamble on sports. Then you start trying and you lose all your fucking money real quick. You know nothing except the fact that you're a complete newbie and you know nothing about it. And you're actually probably destined to do better, in my opinion.
My suggestion is this. Read articles about the teams and the opposing teams. So if you know a little bit about a team, read the opposing teams. Find out, coach this week said that we were weak on the inside. Well, if that other team is good on the inside, maybe they have the advantage there. Like, I do that. Also, we can give out all the websites in the world, but, like, look into matchups and trends and how teams play and who they played before. And it's not rocket science, but it's just do a little research.
You know, Action Network has stuff, Covers has
I like Covers. I always went off Covers. I'm not saying it's the great site. It's just easy.
It's not the greatest, but it gives you a lot of trends and stuff, especially if you like trends. There's a bunch of
stuff. And there's article. There's all sorts
flash
of
Flash Score is good for history of prior matchups, so you can kind of see how teams
play. I even think DraftKings is now coming out with articles and stuff
that. I haven't seen any, but
I believe sweat on, like, Twitter and
they
stuff
should.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, they should. So, all right. Question from Connor. Question of the pod. You gave out a hockey play last night at Caps -1, then it's a no-go. Would you recommend playing the money line instead? Nope. If I say no-go, that means just do not fucking play it. By the way, wanted to point out something that apparently everyone missed this week. When I say Caps -1, that means not the regulation line. That means including overtime. Most of you guys are like, why wasn't this a play? I have it like, Caps were like, I can't remember. I think it was the Sharks. They were like -180 for minus one, right? Or like minus 160,
minus
really? One.
Minus one?
Yeah, minus one, minus 160. And everyone's like, I have it like a minus 120. I'm like, yeah, that's a regulation.
That's the regulation line.
So that means if it goes into overtime, you automatically lose. I don't play regulation lines in hockey. Don't play them. Really? Do not play them. I just don't.
So you'll pay $40 more in juice or $400 more.
I won't. It depends on the game. Okay. It depends on the game. But
did it win?
No, it didn't. I pushed. But if it
because it was plus one. Because
it went into overtime.
There you go.
It went into overtime. But if you played the regulation line, you lost.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Jason, do you have any college basketball?
It's like protection when the dealer's showing a 10 in blackjack.
Correct.
And you want to what's it called?
Listen, you can surrender.
I actually surrender. I do a lot of betting based off of blackjack. Like it's the same kind of like
it's a similar
protection.
It's a similar kind of play style, hedging, protection kind of type thing. Surrendering, but you know. You're not accepting the hands. You're probably winning money, not losing, but whatever. All right. Final question, Joe, from our buddy Jesse. Can you share any funny stories related to betting? I've heard a grown man freak out on live radio.
I've done that. No, I one time was fucking really drunk, and I signed in, and my buddy's like, dude, you ever bet like weird, like, you know, whatever. And I one time bet a tennis game, and I couldn't tell you, it was a woman. I couldn't tell you her name. She was plus 17,000.
Damn.
17,000. Oh, no, might have been 1,700 maybe. And I put $25 on. I woke up and it won. And I had no clue. I looked at my bank account the next day and I go, what the hell happened? And then one time I bet the wrong team. I put it in the system. I thought my team lost. I looked in. Boom, my team won.
So I kind of have a similar story. So when I was just kind of like still getting started in betting or whatever, and this will be it for the podcast, guys. So just kind of getting started in betting, senior year of college, and I knew what plus and minus meant, but I definitely fucked it up somehow. Like I must have been. I was drunk constantly, whatever. Everyone was. It was college. I put in my biggest bet, which at that time was probably like $300-400, and I put it on the Bruins, homer, right? So I put it on the Bruins, and they were facing Nashville, something like that. Anyways, Nashville fucking ruined them. It wasn't even close, and I was depressed pretty much, you know, all night, whatever, going out to the bar, and I got back, and I started running around. I was hammered. Started running around the house, like just jumping for joy when I checked my gambling account. There were like $300-400 extra in there because I bet Nashville instead of Boston.
I have many bad stories, but I'll leave it on this one. It was the Indians versus Red Sox 2004 or 2007 championship. I bet the Red Sox to win by minus 1.5. The only way they could win by 1.5 was for Manny Ramirez to hit a walk-off grand slam. And what did Manny Ramirez do?
Walk-off grand slam.
Was
that versus Jabba Chamberlain?
Was that the Yankees? I thought it was the Indians. I don't know why. But whatever
happened. No, but I mean.
Was Jabba on the Indians?
Did Jabba go to the Indians?
I don't know.
That was probably post-2007.
It sounds familiar, but whatever. Yeah. I was in a basement. I ran up the basement stairs. Through the house. Opened the door and screamed through the neighborhood. And the whole neighborhood heard me. And they all went, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I won Red Sox. I was Ric Flair wooing up and down like my street.
Yeah.
The only way I could have ever won. Like, for instance, if you had the Saints minus 7 this week and it was an overtime.
Yep.
They win by 6, you lose.
Well, they couldn't win by 7.
The only way you could have won was a field goal and then a turnover for a touchdown.
Correct. Well, yeah, pick 6.
The only way.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was one I just wanted to share.
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing is, like, when you're a gambler, you have so many fucking bad beats. so many. You never remember the games that you, like, pull out of your ass.
Yeah.
You only remember
Florida, Virginia. Remember they threw the fat guy touchdown, and then all of a sudden they got reviewed.
Kansas City Chiefs.
And I thought I was gonna fucking
Kansas City Chiefs, Washington Redskins.
Oh, that was bad.
2 years ago.
That was
last
bad.
Year, 2 years
no,
ago.
We got the vacuum lady.
No, it was vacuum.
That's probably our cue to go.
Yeah, that's our cue.
All right, everybody. So we got picks. We got a show coming. There'll be an announcement next week, And we have more picks coming. Anything else, Dan?
That's it.
All right. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.